Good morning and welcome to Studio Wee. Together with us is none other than the maestro himself, Datuk Sri Tony Fernandes, who founder of Air Asia. But today he's with us because he's gone racing. So Datuk Sri, tell us, how did One Malaysia F1 team come about?
Well, someone in the UK approached me back here just before Silverstone to say he was going for one of the slots, one of the new slots that came available, and wanted to use the Lotus brand. Obviously, Lotus is owned by Proton,
yeah.
And he approached me. He didn't have enough funding, but the concept was a good concept. So I embarked on this vision along with Kamruddin, and later on Nasser and Zairi joined us to try and monetize the investment Malaysia has made in Formula One, to take it to the next level. Many people criticize Malaysia for putting a circuit in place, then Singapore followed. When Lee Kuan Yew said it was one of his mistakes not to have done it earlier. And now we're progressing. You can build stadiums, you can build tracks, but people come to watch teams. And so that idea was to now put the software side of the Formula One in. Not only drivers, a team includes engineers, includes commercial people, includes the whole branding aspect, and hence that's where we came from.
There have been many doubters as to the team. What assurances that this is a competitive team?
Do you know, if I can go back one stage first, to get a slot in itself is a massive victory. There is no Singaporean team, there's no Korean team, there's no Chinese team. Even the Indian team is based in the UK. Yep. It's an old English team. It's just named Force India. So this is the World Cup of racing. You know, it's like Malaysia getting into the World Cup. So that in itself is a victory. And the second thing is, I can wake up in the morning, so can every Malaysian next year, and dream about being a world champion. There is nothing assured. You know, it's up to us. Yep. All I can say to people is that when the same question was asked of me, will AirAsia be alive in 3 months? Will they be competitive? And I said, I don't know. Come and see in 3 months' time and come and see in a year's time. The truth of the matter is effort equals results. I don't know. There's a lot of things in between. But we're in a playground now with some of the biggest brands in the world. We can compete with Ferrari, McLaren, Renault. It's not a dream. There's a Malaysian car there. How we perform is up to us, but we now have a chance.
Hold the thought there, we'll be right back.